Thanks for taking my call, Dr. Tetron. I was wondering on the domestic interstate flights, whether, you know, how, which flights would be affected by the changes in the regulations, and also in the past, how frequently was the quarantine and isolation regulations invoked?
Let me sort of clarify both parts of your question. With regard to domestic interstate flights, it really applies to the large and medium hub cities as defined by FAA, and there's a listing of those that are available in the text. So it is not every single interstate flight or small charter or small city airport, but really a listing of those that are predominantly involved in large-scale movement. The second question about how common is isolation and quarantine probably needs a little bit of clarifying remarks. Let me just distinguish what isolation and quarantine are as tools in the public health toolbox for controlling emerging infectious disease. Isolation refers to the limitation or restriction of movement and separation of persons that are ill with a communicable disease. And this is a practice that's been in use in public health and in medical circles for a long time. It's typically something that's done at the state and local level or in hospitals and used on a daily basis for separating folks who are infectious with tuberculosis or other common contagious diseases. Quarantine, on the other hand, refers to the separation and or restricted movement of those persons exposed to communicable diseases who are not yet ill. They're typically in the incubation period of one of these illnesses, and that incubation period may vary with time. It's also possible that during the asymptomatic state of that incubation period, persons may or may not be communicable with the disease to which they were exposed. But in that asymptomatic incubating period, if one restricts the movement of such individuals, that's referred to from a public health aspect as quarantine. These tools have been long used as parts of the public health toolbox for centuries. And typically, public health recommendations are made as recommendations and are requested on a voluntary basis for compliance. And the vast majority of cases, whether it is individuals or in population groups, voluntary compliance with public health recommendations is all that is needed to assure public safety. In rare circumstances, public health authorities, principally at the state and local level, have the legal power through state regulations to compel or to order compulsory compliance with isolation or quarantine as a public health tool. And in the setting of these regulations, which apply to the federal jurisdiction for compulsory use of isolation and quarantine, they apply to, in Part 71, to international arrivals, and in Part 70 to interstate movement. And these are areas where there is clear federal jurisdiction regarding isolation and quarantine as public health tools. And they've been longstanding regulations, and what this announcement today is really a modernization of those regulations in order to be better prepared for 21st century threats.